everyone, and welcome back to the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. Jolt is unavailable at the moment, so I shall be taking over as host. Avera, Candy Corn Doggo, and joining me is Noble, our most esteemed and amazing technical producer.
Good morning.
All right. Next up, we have No Dragons.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Fantastic. We have our buddy Gil.
Hey, hey, glad to be back.
All right, and for the first time, we have Skippy.
What's up, boys?
Hey, so if you want to just say a quick fun fact about yourself or, you know, anything?
I don't know, man. Fucking, I like beer a lot.
Yeah, beer, you get high all the time, right?
Yeah. Best description. Okay.
Well, it's great to have you. So, this week has been fun. Actually, we have a story from last week that we didn't get to do because we ran out of time, but this is a really interesting one. Yeah, apparently there are dogs in Russia, all stray dogs, that are just popping up like blue and green fur.
Yeah, I can see the tip on the picture of a dog's head covered in blue.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this nut.
Wait, what?
It looks like cotton candy.
It looks like Sonic the Hedgehog in dog form.
Now, I'm sorry, but to me, it looks like that fur has been colored, not
exactly. Some wacko has been spraying.
No. Looks.
Yeah, some wacko's been spraying dogs.
Man, so
maybe not,
picking up dogs.
We didn't need to raid Area 51. We needed to raid Russia because that's where the aliens are.
Actually, the thing is, it's not Russia that we need to raid. It's Chernobyl.
There we go.
See, looking at the picture itself, to me, it looks like the fur has been colored. Now, if it has been colored, it's a damn good job. But I can agree yes, that does look like it's natural fur as well, which is just really.
Nah, I think there's just some weird motherfucker that's picking up stray dogs, dying them, and then letting them go again.
Because the thing is, you know, is that if that's natural, that it can only come from Chernobyl. But if it's let's say synthetic, then definitely someone's been spray painting them.
Hey, February 11th. That's my birthday. Let's go.
Yeah. So this is interesting. It says seven dogs with blue fur were found roaming near derelict glass factory in Dzerzhinsk, an industrial capital city, near Nizhny Novgorod. So just around like, actually pretty far from Moscow. So a pack of stray dogs. But here's the thing. They were roaming around a glass factory, and they think that this is actually, like, residual chemicals from the factory.
That's not good.
I hope the dogs are okay.
There was an incident where some scientists were experimenting with rabbits, and they were able to make them glow in the dark after they gave them... they modified their genes. And if they gave them a particular type of food or some sort of chemical that was safe, under a certain light, their paws would glow.
Kind of like how paws. Flamingos turn pink when they eat like shrimp and stuff.
But the thing is that it's the dog's old too, that they're... I don't know. I mean, from reading from the bit of the article, it looks more like it's an accident.
Well, they're saying it's traces of Prussian blue dye were found in the fur when they were taken to the vet. They seem to be healthy, and they said that they're concerned that the color might be toxic to them, which, you know, understandably, it could be.
I mean, the thing is about some stray dogs is that they take shelter whenever they get a chance, you know? And if they're really going on the derelict glass factory, then let's hope to God they're not getting to any problems there.
You know, I gotta have you ever seen those memes called Another Day in Russia?
I believe so, yes.
Something like that, or like an average day in Russia. Like, can you imagine, like, you're like walking down the street and just like a bunch of blue dogs, like legit bright blue dogs, just walking along by? Like, oh, all right, I guess that's in Russia. So weird.
In Russia, world surprises you.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you surprise world. Sorry, you surprise world. Sorry. I screwed up for the comedian.
Actually, the thing is,
it says that their strays are going to have to be released back onto the streets if they can't find any homes. Oh,
poor babies.
Oh, there's a green one.
Well, greenish.
Okay, that looks intentional. That's really cool.
It looks kind of cool, though, yeah. Agreed.
Hmm. Yeah. Painted as a sick joke, but at the same time, I mean, sure, you know, there could be some sick joke, but maybe the dogs could be lying directly on a puddle of chemicals.
Oh, I hope not.
It wouldn't be good for the doggo's health.
And if these are like stray dogs too, you have to remember they're probably like feral and not friendly to people.
Some feral dogs can actually be quite tame to people. It depends on when they became feral.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is about stray dogs is that, is like I said, whenever they see a chance to get us for some shelter, they'll go for it. And the best part is, these stray dogs are way smarter than you think, too. If they know, I mean, where the glass factory is, you're taken someplace else. Chances are you're going to find your way back into their old place, so got to keep that in mind.
Dogs aren't generally going to attack people unless they're provoked or if they are extraordinarily hungry. But if they're able to get enough food, you know, unless they get rabies or something, it generally shouldn't be an issue, but they still need to be actually taken out of the wild and not left like this.
Yeah, and this doesn't really look like paint. It looks like legit dye. Like, huh.
But dye from a glass factory.
But very who strange. Would do this? I mean, like, do you think this is an accident or this is a... Yeah, because like, they're all different colors.
There I mean, it could be an accident.
Avera, look, it's 2020. We've passed that.
One?
Anything.
It's
like
2021.
This doesn't faze me. I mean, people doing horrible stuff like this, I've seen even worse in my country.
Aww.
Really?
There was a case where someone jumped over a person's fence, went into another person, into this private property, cut this dog's ears off, and then just left it. Happened in my state, and I don't think they ever caught who did that.
Michael,
the dog wasn't wild. The dog was in someone's personal yard.
A domestic dog.
So if someone's going around and dying dogs like this, well, that's...
It's pretty fucked up.
I mean, indeed. Unless if it's toxic.
They do make, like, dye for dogs.
Yes. But if, and I stress, if these dogs' fur is naturally that color, what the hell?
That'd be a weird mutation.
I mean, it would be pretty cool if, like, they just got mutated or something and actually had, like, blue and green fur. Wouldn't that be kind of wild?
Natural doggo. That means the bear could finally become a natural orange doggo.
Pretty much, but the problem is that the thing is, if, you know, it will be that case, then chances are that these dogs could possibly be burned by some radioactive material that turned their fur blue, UV radiation or something like that, per se. Weird.
UV radiation comes from the sun.
I know, but like a type, you know, I just use a UV as an example.
Or you could use like a Hulk gamma green.
True.
No. This has to be a beta blue.
Oh,
yeah, Russian blue. Yeah.
Alpha green.
Beta blue, gamma green, amethyst, or alpha amethyst. There we go.
Ooh.
We're figuring out all the color names.
Well, if one comes to me, I think they said it might be like some kind of copper. But that's not radiation, so I don't know. It was like copper sulfate, I think it was.
I'm personally surprised they haven't been able to do any tests on the dogs yet to determine whether or not they have been poisoned.
What are you talking about? PETA would be all over him.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing okay.
PETA? Oh, no, no. We need to keep PETA away from these dogs.
Yeah, right? Keep PETA away, because PETA would just find an excuse to just euthanize all these dogs.
Pretty much. At least in Russia, allegedly, they're not killing them.
Anyhow.
All right, well, that was kind of a cute little story. I don't know where it's going to go from there. I mean, I don't know if someone is actually doing this. It would be weird.
And I guess we'll just find it out.
All right. Avira, let's talk about your color for a moment, shall we? With our next topic.
Oh, yeah. I'm orange.
Corn dog.
Yeah. But, like, that's closer to reality, though.
A social media trend has people undefined as super straight. The transphobic campaign was meant to divide the LGBTQ people. Jeez, you know, even that title is super phobic. Jeez, bro, that's cringe.
Oh, yeah, orange. Right, I forgot. The orange and black super straight flag has become a symbol for the movement. It's not a movement. It's a freaking meme. Get real.
I'm surprised this hasn't been canceled like the straight pride parade that was being run. Wasn't it by a gay guy?
They can't cancel it because it's fucking super phobic.
Exactly. I mean, but the thing is, well, too, is that not only is it like a legit movement, but I've never seen it bait, you know, the journals that bad.
Yeah, this, I honestly don't understand why has to be a thing. Sorry, I can't think straight about this being.
You can't think
necessary.
Super straight?
Yeah, exactly. I can't think super straight with this, to be honest. What the hell?
This is hilarious. You know, this all came from 4chan, of course, like all the best
memes
do.
This is some 4chan shit.
Over the past week, some people online have been openly referring to themselves as super straight, causing the term to trend across various social media platforms. According to Urban Dictionary, the term is meant to refer to a preference of the opposite sex with the exclusion of transgender people. Although it's described as preference, members of the transphobic movement claim it's sexual orientation and have caused induced discord online.
The thing is, I mean, they're just being super phobic.
What about super bi? I mean, you like both sexes, but only
but not
like
trans people?
The real ones.
Seriously, what's wrong with trans people realizing that there are going to be individuals out there, the community at large, that aren't going to like the idea about hooking up with someone who used to be a guy?
The issue is they don't want to hear shit like that.
Exactly. Even
wait. They don't want to hear the fact that I would. I'm not transphobic, but I definitely wouldn't want to be with someone who was a guy previously.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go with an extreme example here, but just because someone doesn't like turning around and getting whipped across the back, does that mean they can go around and, you know,
George,
everyone in public? I'm sorry.
That's the thing about it, well, too, is that even so, it's to the point where I've seen some actual trans people who actually go against, you know, the LGBTQ and whatnot, because let's be honest, well, too, there are times where that even that movement does harm to them as well too. That, you know, the fact that, you know, people have to bend their let's say what they like or whatnot to fit like a mob mentality, then to them that's just crossing the line for them.
I'm sorry, but the way these people are acting is as if they are actually trying desperately to get attacked. I can't see this as anything else.
I love how like serious they're taking this article. This freaking joke. They're like, you know, they're going to say, oh, it's right-wing white supremacists, transphobic bigots everywhere. Look at what they're doing. It must be banned.
All right, so we'll continue on. What many users encountering the idea for the first time may not know, however, is that the chaos caused by the idea is precisely the point. According to the discussion threads on 4chan, trolls deliberately plan to provoke a reaction and divide the LGBTQ communities by spreading the super straight idea.
Speaking of which, hey, Veer, have you heard about something interesting? Have you heard about like that Milo Yiannopoulos himself has come out as ex-gay, and now he's part of the super straight movement and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, he's just messing around.
Yeah.
It's a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Might as well just forward it forward to you so you can see it for yourself if you're...
It appears that super straight can be traced back to the TikTok Kyla Royce, who on the 12th of February, 21st of February, sorry, posted a video titled, "Who Else is Super Straight?" The deleted video, which has been re-uploaded to YouTube. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought here. Shows the content creator sitting in a car sharing his thoughts with the hashtag sexuality and funny. The video pulled in over 1 million views before the creator took it down, saying in a comment that others had sent death threats to my mum. Okay.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Next level.
If
you don't agree with us, so you must die.
What people don't realize that in my country, if you send someone a death threat and that I will kill you in this way because you've done this, you basically become suspect number one.
Oh no, that's the United States. Wow.
So you want to send death threats to people? Just
yeah.
Don't.
Can we?
Are you a?
I would like to send a death threat to my imaginary friend who left me when I was the age of 7.
Hold on. Let's just backtrack this whole thing for a bit. Everyone has their own preferences. And when this whole bullshit stuff got started when it comes to acceptance and everything, you had the right to have your say. Now, what seems to be going on is that you don't have a right to have your say. You must follow the community. You must obey every rule that we throw at you.
I mean,
you're cast out.
Hey, Noble, don't forget that you actively can't identify as straight, remember? Because if you're not of LGBTQ, then we hate you. Even if you do nothing to us, we hate you.
So what about the asexual people out there?
Good point.
Should we just round them all up and lynch them? Well, at least the LGBTQ community?
Oh, you know, I don't know, man, because I'm not straight, and I find this hilarious. You know, if you can't make fun of something, I mean, no. Come on.
Oh, I thought we'd lost that, like, 3 years ago, sorry? With comedians getting cancelled for trying to make edgy jokes?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, jokes are illegal now.
Yeah, we can't do anything funny anymore. You can't do anything funny or satirical. Everything you say online must be taken to the serious degree.
Otherwise, you'll be seen as a Nazi 24/7.
In the video, the creator is explicit about condoning the term because he was tired of being called transphobic. Was he, though?
I guess. No, was he transphobic? He got over 1 million views. I'm sure some commenting people were like, well, the ones who sent his mom death threats, apparently. I've made a new sexuality, Kyle Roy said. That's funny.
He's just playing by their rules at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he says, straight men get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman. Now I'm super straight. Okay. I only date the opposite gender, women that are born women. Okay, I mean, that's his own opinion, too. Like, it's a preference, right?
Indeed.
So you can't say I'm transphobic now because it's just my sexuality. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay.
Remember, Avery, you can't have preferences if it's out of line with what society thinks should be okay.
Man,
I guess are we the modern punks?
Huh?
Are we the modern punks?
Basically,
punk used to be like hating authority and stuff like that, and now the authority has become the punks of yesterday, and it's some crazy ass fucking liberal bullshit.
I'm sorry, but I'm sitting here reading this shit thinking, Christ, you know, I've read this sort of stuff before, but it was out of the literal dribble of a racist. Ever read the Turner Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I am serious. This reminds me of it.
Oh. You know what this is kind of reminding me of? Remember, you know, when there's like 75 genders or whatever the hell, like on Tumblr.
Oh, God.
Then they made up the Apache attack helicopter. So this is kind of like that, only for sexuality instead of genders.
The funny thing like, is that, it's the thing that you can't, you gotta enjoy what they create, but if you create something, then you're the Nazi.
Whatever the hell happened to acceptance of everything?
But no, that died a long time ago, apparently.
Acceptance, inclusion, and whatnot is all acceptance for me, none for thee.
I mean, there are a bunch of things that are taboo in general sort of cultural ways and really should be sort of pushing away from the more dangerous stuff, but this is like literally nothing. It's a waste of storage space even on the servers.
So Noble, you're saying I shouldn't just go to my serial killer neighbor and say, hey, I accept you for what you are. I should probably turn him into the authorities.
Yeah.
Might
if you've got actual evidence that he's been going out and killing people on a daily basis or whatnot.
I mean, spoiler, I don't really have a serial killer neighbor. At least not that I know of. If I do, then he's a lot smarter than I gave him credit for.
But just... what the hell is wrong with trans people? Seriously.
It's the same thing that's wrong with everyone who hates straight white males, all right?
Over the next two weeks, the straight devil video started to spread on social media, eventually hitting the poll board of 4chan, known for being the home of far-right trolls and growing from there. The board members discussed creating and sharing memes about being super straight to drive a wedge within the LGBTQ communities and use the left tactics against themselves. Call them bigots for not accepting super straights, according to several posts and deleted threads shared on Twitter. The posts also directly linked the abbreviation of super straight to the Nazi SS.
Yeah, this is hilarious. they really think this is a Nazi thing, like a dog whistle for all those Nazis everywhere, hiding in the bushes. Oh, sorry, God, this dude.
I'm reading this, and a bunch of people, obviously with intelligence, are just literally taking the piss out of the.
I know. They even made the Keck flag. Look at the Keck flag. They made it orange and black. Oh, God. Even this guy's like,
for all Christina critical accounts who shared super threading and trending, this took 5 minutes on Google. It's a far-right troll campaign from 4chan to get you associated with Nazism. Slow hand clap.
Sorry, but do you know how you stop this sort of shit?
Mm.
People literally have to stop reacting.
But they won't stop reacting to it. They're just going to keep on going for it because they see Nazism where there isn't, and so, boom.
It's Twitter. They can't stop reacting.
Yeah.
You mean, all they do. Wait. You're telling people who use social media all the time to stop reacting to something on social media?
Look at this blue check mark, dude. For all the gender critical accounts who shared super straight and got it trending, this took 5 minutes on Google. It's a far right troll campaign from 4chan to get you to associate with Nazism. Slow hand clap. Wow. Yeah, look at you, David. You figured it out. That's exactly what it is. It's a secret Nazi thing everywhere. Oh, God. Why does everything have to go back to that?
The thing is, Vera, is that the more they pound about Nazism here and there, the more they're keeping the ideology of Nazism alive and whatnot.
It's because Nazi is a buzzword, so you apply Nazi to anything and it's like, oh, bad.
So hold on. Oh, now let me get this straight with this whole super thing. Does that mean if you try to distill your whole sort of idea down to doing what it actually is? So for instance, furries just being furries and trying to push everything else away, does that mean that you're super furry?
Ooh.
That's a perplexing thought.
Does that mean you can be super asexual?
I suppose.
Oh God, what is that? Does that just mean you hate humans?
Vera, then I'm super asexual because I hate humans too.
But the thing is, now that you know the word super something is trending, you know for sure that it's going to just keep on going more and more and more.
So can we, here's a question. Can we start applying this to our made-up genders and I can be a super attack Apache helicopter?
That's what I meant.
Oh, hang on. Here's a comment we can probably use.
It's not a troll if I have to say I am super gay because I've been forced to have sex with trans people.
Ooh, that's an interesting point.
The thing is, you know, Avira, did you know that I can identify as a supersonic as long as I get all 7 Chaos Emeralds?
But what about the Super Emeralds?
Indeed.
Can you then become
super supersonic?
No, it's hypersonic.
True.
Super straight discussions also appeared on Kiwi Farms, an online board similar to 4chan, with little moderation or oversight.
Kiwi Farms is the best.
That's not going to end.
It's some secret conspiracy theory. Like, oh, it also appeared over here. You see,
There's moderation on 4chan.
Unless over the weekend, CP. There's no moderation on there.
About
moderation of 4chan, there is or no. Except, you know, that whoever posts, you know, some really bad things, they get Epstein'd.
Conversations around super straight have become largely talking points on social media, seemingly following the design of those from 4chan attempting to spread it. Users on Twitter started identifying as super straight, even going so far as to describe themselves as members of the LGBTQ+ community.
Why is there a plus on there?
Oh, that's great.
They ain't a part of it.
Yeah, plus SS. Oh God, wait a minute, that doesn't sound good. Never mind.
No, it sounds perfect. What are you talking about?
Wait. We got Dragon Ball Z wrong, guys. It's when they were saying SS Goku, they were saying Super Straight Goku, not Super Saiyan.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sure.
But what if there were people who were Super Saiyan straight? Hmm?
What if they were Super Straight Saiyans?
True.
What if they were straight Super Saiyans, though?
Indeed, right? You gotta be inclusive.
And what if they were Super Saiyan straight?
Oh, man. Gotta be super inclusive to those people, too.
I know, right?
From the original poster, I know a lot of people who have the same opinion as me, but they're too scared to say it. In fear of the backlash and the misinterpretations
of the cancel culture.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to backtrack. Well, I guess he was getting death threats. I mean, that's kind of messed up. But then again, the unhinged, like, you know, LGBTQIXW wackos, they do this to people. They're like, they're just angry. I mean, a lot of the left is, but...
Yeah, and that's basically a normal thing for them.
So let's see what
Kyle Roy said. Wait. Hey, Vera.
Huh?
Do you remember the quote, and I'm going to bring a Star Wars prequel into this, but do you remember the quote where Yoda says, anger begets hate, hate begins suffering, and all that?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Are the left the Sith?
No, I wouldn't say that they would be the Sith. I wouldn't say that they would be the Sith because, let's be honest, they are just too... They don't fit in. No, they just don't fit in well with the Sith.
Okay. Oh, here's the thing, though. Think about the Sith, right? Mm-hmm. They hate authority. Mm-hmm. They want to be in control of everything. How is this not sounding like the left?
Indeed.
What about the Force and the will to basically wipe out everything?
So I don't know if you've seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, but only vegans get the ability to use the Force.
What is super straight? This is a new sexuality that means that you are only attracted to the cisgender women. This was made due to an influx of people saying that you aren't straight if you aren't attracted to trans women or men. We are part of the LGBT. I'm not going to finish that, sorry. Now. All right, this just basically makes it even worse for people, especially on the dating scene that are getting straight into it. And they don't know what the hell this crap means.
Indeed. It's just a bunch of made-up bullshit by a bunch of losers. That only makes everything a whole lot worse for everyone because, hey.
Oh, look at some of our wonderful people that commented on Twitter. Let's see.
Oh, stop the oppression.
What the F is this super straight bitch? I'll kill you. I want to kill every person. I can't read the rest of it, but it looks like they were saying some horrible things about wanting to literally murder people for making a joke.
Indeed.
See, that's what I mean. They're just so angry all the time.
The thing is, I think there are people out there that think about it as a joke, but I know for a fact there's also people out there that are taking this sort of shit seriously.
Well, I mean, clearly, because the Insider made an article about it, so obviously it's serious.
There has to be people that are claiming to be super straight that are actually taking that seriously.
The issue people probably don't realize is that you can't use sarcasm successfully online. It's all about Noble, tone of voice.
Noble, I want to apply a strike through to part of your message. And it's you can't use sarcasm effectively.
There you go.
Because no one gets sarcasm anymore. It doesn't exist. Everything you say must always be said with a serious undertone.
It's a statement, not a joke.
You're making a statement,
no
man.
No one understands sarcasm.
I know, right?
What an old-fashioned way of thinking.
Alright, hey, so check out Super Straight Pride. So this was also trending. Super Straight Rights or Human Rights?
There you go. Guy,
Surf says, did you know that hashtag Super Straight women are murdered at an epidemic rate simply for being straight? Time to wake up, sheeples. Super Straight women are real women too. Oh my god.
There you go.
Like, oh, this is all just a big meme. Stop the oppression!
Stop the oppression!
I don't get
critics
what's
of the movement. It's not even a movement, come on.
What's transphobic about not liking somebody that had a penis when they were born?
Because you know, if you don't like me at all because I had a penis, you must be transphobic.
But to be honest, another thing is, you know, is that to be honest is I've been looking to, let's say, studying all this trans stuff or not, and to be honest, what I can say is that the method that it's used on the surgeries and hormone replacement or whatnot, it's a very crappy and low-budget form of going about things, and to be honest, it just damages a person way more than they expect it to be and whatnot, and it's not a pretty thing, to be honest.
Well, yeah, no. It damages them. They'll never be able to achieve an orgasm the rest of their fucking life. That would damage me too, man.
These methods really don't work is because, well, I mean, they're low budget because, for one, the boomers had ruined the economy, for one. Also, that there was happened to also be, let's say, some things about Nazi Germany that also had something to do on the same matter, but the Nazis did it way better. Although the problem is, since they lost World War II, all those scientific advancements have gone down the drain, and
the Nazis
also did
some horrific shit. I'd just like to throw that out there.
Exactly, but they did manage. But they did manage as well to achieve all these medical miracles by essentially going against everything we hold ethic and moral.
They made meth chocolate.
Indeed.
Super Straight. Just say you're transphobic and leave.
That's a simple way of putting it.
Look at their name too, Comrade Nina, with a little communist symbol next. Yeah, you're a real winner there.
Sorry.
Just say you're transphobic and leave, comrade. Shut up.
Look, people can have different reasons for hating different things, or not liking different things, or not.
I know. I can't take people that seriously, though. Like, I mean, come on, you got a little hammer and sickle in your bio and your name. Like, get real.
Sure. Why don't you go live in a place that's full of communists and basically run by communists and come back and tell us how you feel, if you can.
That's simply called a gated community.
Super Straight is not a thing. It's an excuse to be transphobic. Stop it.
Those are some cringy memes, man.
So really, what about super gay or super lesbian?
You can be super gay because you don't like women that all of a sudden magically have a fucking penis. Like, does that? I don't get what's so necessarily hard about understanding what super something is. If you're super bi, you don't like trans people.
Well, apparently
turned into a different gender. That's necessarily transphobic either. Sorry, go on.
I had the unfortunate pleasure of listening to some chick talk about how she was going to get herself an inflatable dick actually installed.
Mm-hmm. I have been around one of those inflatable dicks, and they are very interesting. Just putting that out there.
So, how do you know?
Oh, I've been around it.
Oh, has it also been around in you?
Oh, I wish.
Let's see. Abby Inney said in a Twitter thread that the movement was created to exclude trans people, and you see trans women less as women, and trans men less as men than cis people, and that's transphobic. Gasp.
Oh dear.
Just because you don't want to fuck, you don't want to put your penis in someone that is a that was born a different gender doesn't mean you're transphobic. It means you have a preference to sexual, like you have a sexual preference.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have a hard time wrapping my brain around these leftist ideas, because to a normal human, it just shouldn't be a big deal. How does it affect you?
Because it's offensive to someone that's not me, so imagine it must be offensive to me.
Imagine I'm being sorry. A 14-year-old who gets offended for other people.
With the way this is going, it's going to get to a point where the trans community is going to want to legalize rape and make it acceptable.
You got that right.
And I'm not kidding here. I'm being serious.
They already want to fuck kids.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The whole MAPS community thing, man. That is one of the most horrendous thing, one of the most horrendous movements I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and that's an actual, like, community, though. Like, there are people like that. But
it is disgusting.
This meme about, like, being super straight, like, that's not a movement. It's just some trolls from fucking 4chan. But
I genuinely think that there are people that think it is a movement. Like, on both sides.
And yet they are baited so efficiently.
If someone wants to be super straight, I have no issues with that.
You know, here's the thing, right? Is I wake up and I think, hey, I'm going to go fishing, but I don't have any good bait. But then now I just, what, do I take this and be like, hey, fish, I'm super straight. Oh, man, all the fish are coming to my hook now.
It's basically, in a way, I mean, that's basically how that the 4chan style of baiting works.
Yeah, well, I think we pretty much hit this topic pretty well.
Yeah, there isn't really much left on the end of this. I mean, yeah, no, that's just it.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right, so I'm going to close this off. Funny. My head hurts. I'm sorry, but my head just hurts.
yeah, good. My soul hurts.
I just feel dead on the inside.
So, shall we go from anything else you want to say about that massive headache?
I'm good.
Do you got some Tylenol with vodka? Preferably an overdose of both.
I mean, I was just going to say, God bless 4chan.
God bless 4chan? I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I wish people would just buckle down and deal with shit a little bit better. That's about it.
All right. Any live comments from the audience, or?
Currently, we got a whole stuff about how in what was it called? Scotland, you can't use free speech anymore.
Oh
isn't
yeah,
that most of the UK.
But what makes Scotland special in that case?
Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure at some point if you refuse to go on a date with a trans person, you're going to get arrested.
What?
Wait, what?
That was a joke.
Oh, my God.
It didn't sound out of reality.
I know. That's the weird thing.
Like, that's the world we live in.
Well, welcome to 2021.
That's some, like, Count Dankula stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, here's a good comment from it.
It's not a troll if I have to say that I am super gay because I've been forced to have sex with a trans person.
Yeah, we looked at that earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that earlier.
That was a good one.
At least on topic.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, let's continue on.
So the next one, this is going to be fun. Fur Affinity.
FA+. Everyone contribute to Fur Affinity? Now you can. FA+ offer user a chance to directly support the site and get a few perks in the process. A website of Fur Affinity site needs resources such as developer service bandwidth, licensing costs, and those can cost quite a bit of money. Refinity is an independently owned and operated website, and FA Plus helps us secure additional funding for long-term improvement and upgrades, if it comes to that. We've decided to take a straightforward approach. Help us snag a few bonuses. We don't want to straddle on this site more ads than necessary. And amortization methods tend to be annoying, frustrating, and offer less than ideal experiences. That's not something we want. Instead, we like to extend the opportunity for perks to those who enjoy using our site and want support directly. FA Plus is for the people who want support for Affinity. Money raised via FA Plus will go towards helping offset coding and development costs and to help us acquire new, better, and more powerful servers. We will not be limiting the current site features for users who do not choose to subscribe.
Okay.
So
for those of you that don't know, Affinity has been advised to keep well away from that one. Was that good advice, folks?
From what I can tell, especially for me, when I used to be, let's say, an avid member on For Affinity, I did make some friends and whatnot, but then again as well too, roll over the politically correct agenda onto everyone, and well, we all got our time on the chopping block, and so yeah, that kind of tarnished the experience for me permanently.
Well, the other thing is, a lot of people expect a place like For Affinity to be ran by a bunch of professionals.
But it isn't.
No, it's a home project.
Right, speaking of which, though, about a month or so ago, Fur Affinity was bought by Dragoneer again. Like, he bought it back, and that's why the logo changed. And I think they're
from
doing
the IMVU?
Yeah, I think so. Or there's someone else that had it. I don't know if they changed it on the bottom of the website yet. I don't think they did. But that's why the new logo is like the old logo, like the original one.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm sorry, but that paw print for me is at the wrong angle.
Indeed, it looks a little too familiar, doesn't it, Noble?
Yeah.
And another thing is that, I mean, to have to point out is that from what I think personally is that whenever things, you know, might be asking for, let's say, funding like that, it might be because things may not be going as well as we'd hoped, or, I mean, that's just one way of seeing it, because, let's be honest, I mean, even servers, bandwidth, licensing, those things can be quite expensive, and eventually, I mean, if the ends don't meet, then unfortunately, you know, some services are going to get their, you know, their plugs pulled away from the outlets.
Okay,
forever.
So my opinion with this is that they are kind of going in the right direction. First off, FA hasn't turned around and limited or changed or done anything with the normal accounts.
Which is good.
As everything was set up, as everything has moved along, is how it is. And as long as FA keeps it like that, that's fine. Now, people who actually support, so say, for instance, actually funding the site, some people, they actually want to do that. The $5 limit, however, I should believe needs to be as a option, and it's either $5 or if you'd like to give us more per month, by all means. Instead, they just seem to limit it to $5 for some weird reason, so obviously people aren't thinking. The ads, I have a huge disagreement with the way they've set it up. So, for instance, it doesn't apply to the furry community ads.
Indeed.
That I would sort of question. To a point, because some people, they don't want to have ads at all. Others, by all means, you should have the option to be able to turn that off if you're paying.
Indeed.
Increasing the submissions per page, that's a good one. That's a good reason to turn around and even pay the $5 if you really want that.
For one thing, go on.
The gallery, the support icon, I would want to make that as an optional thing. I'm really questionable about shinies. since apparently it was using PayPal, and all that's registered and understood and dealt with through PayPal and FA. If it was just purely on FA, different story. But no, it's apparently it was all going through PayPal, and there are a number of people who are just, they're not using it because of that fact.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is that it does feel as well, too, that FurAffinity might just be heading off in a similar direction that probably DeviantArt is going. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, too, I mean, from what I can say, DeviantArt is probably, I mean, from in my opinion anyways, is the one that does it right, you know, at least in terms of features and whatnot, that, you know, the let's say the premium members of DeviantArt, they have some more features at their disposal and whatnot. Now, I know as well, too, that Dragoneer might hate my guts for my choice that I made, but I have a feeling that he might be taking DeviantArt as sort of inspiration.
Well, something that Dragoneer needs to realize is that this is a community website or a community group. And now they're wanting to try to earn money. The more people they exclude from it just because they don't like the idea, if it's illegal, that's one thing. But if it's just because, oh, I don't like you, so I'm going to kick you off my platform, yeah, that's not going to end well. And it hasn't been good over the years, because I have noticed on FA where things will be all good and then thunk.
Well, to be honest, yeah. For that case, is what I can say is brace for chaos.
Call me a fake furry all you want. I've never been on FurAffinity before. It's such a cursed place.
I haven't been there in years.
I've been in this community for almost 10 years now, and I've never been there. I've always heard bad stuff about it.
Well, to be honest, I mean, you don't need to be on FurAffinity to be considered a furry. As a matter of fact, you know, just being a furry group should be good enough. Yeah, and even better off is when you browse around to E61 and find some really good stuff.
I don't even do that. I don't think I've ever even been on that website before.
Oh, trust me, you're going to enjoy it.
Let's just say it's Pornhub for furries.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. Just never been like, oh, shit. I want to look at some dog ass right now.
Well, you're a husky, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
My fear with this is that FA may eventually go down to the point of putting up a paywall where you can't actually access the site unless, of course, you pay the money. At which point, they're dead. Slope.
Now, the good thing is about DeviantArt in that regard is that if you really were in a tight spot and you had some people that really, really liked you, guess what? They could buy the premium membership, but instead of putting for them, they paid for you. Look at that. Win-win.
Well, I do like the idea of that little icon. Like, if you, you know, are a supporter, you get, like, a little shiny thing. It's like, you know, when you subscribe to someone, like, on YouTube, or, like, you become a member, you get, like, special little benefits and whatnot, like, a little check mark or whatever. I don't know. It's a cute little thing.
Dragoneer is watching this, freaking out about stuff. I'm going to give you an idea. Why not turn around and make it so that people who post their own artwork, so artists themselves, put up an option where you can actually buy full-scale image. So say, for instance, your standard sort of like 1280 by 720p or something, normal artwork. But if you want something that's like 4K size, have the option where someone can actually buy that straight from the website and not have to go to, say, Patreon or wherever else to be able to buy that.
Precisely.
Actually, I'm pretty sure you can do that in DA already.
Indeed.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Yeah.
Indeed.
But that's just an idea.
I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, and I think we have enough time for the last segment that we've got on today.
Let it be a spicy one.
Oh, no.
Childhood of mine is
Yeah.
gone.
So last week we did not mention this, but I totally forgot when you were talking about Space Jam and how they mutilated poor Lola. But you know what Lola. They also did? They got rid of Pepe Le Pew.
And Speedy Gonzalez, what?
Pepe Le Pew.
Poor Skunko.
And it's not because he was offensive to the French people. Oh, no. No, it's because he's a creepy misogynist. Because
he's a bit rapey.
Yeah, I mean, forget the fact that he's a... Forget the fact that Pepe Le Pew supposedly made directly off, you know, the stereotypes of French people. No. The council culture has to see Pepe Le Pew as a rapist.
Well, this is the problem with painting animals. Because you remember how that started with him. There was, like, this black cat, and it got, like, a stripe of white on it, and it looked like a skunk, and he was, like, completely after her, and she was, like, screaming, trying to get away. Yeah, it was really weird. But Speedy Gonzalez, I guess he's not racist enough yet, until someone else complains. I don't know.
Sorry. You're right.
He's not going to be in Space Jam.
Did anyone really watch the Pepe Le Pew episodes from Looney?
I remember actually watching the episodes from the OG Looney Tunes. Now that's the one you should look for.
Does anybody remember what happened when the tables were turned and the cat fell in love with Pepe Le Pew?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, vaguely.
Does anyone?
Vaguely.
I remember.
He runs.
He wants what he can't have.
Yep.
So when he gets what he wants, he wants to get the hell out of there.
There you go.
Is that when the paint comes off her and he realizes that she's a cat?
No, that happens a couple of times. In one particular episode, he simply turns around, removes the white strip on his back with some black paint, and then goes chasing after her.
Oh, God. Indeed. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's a cat.
But the funny thing is that I also, if I remember correctly, also that... Didn't Warner Bros. Had something similar too with their Animaniacs too? If I remember correctly, there might have been something. So, who knows? Maybe cancel culture might go after Warner Bros. Too. I would imagine.
Well, I imagine they would, since Wacko does kiss a horse in one episode.
Yeah. Mm. Without the horses,
there you have it. Sports. Well, there you have it.
So, I want to say out of. I hate that Pepe Le Pew is canceled, but I do love one of the memes that we got out of it. And it's because the meme says, y'all are making fun of Pepe Le Pew, or y'all are canceling Pepe Le Pew, who has been kissing the same woman for 75 years. Some of you can't even kiss the same person for 75 seconds.
Wow. Has it really been 75 years? That's
indeed. Nice. But to be honest, I mean, why should we just let Pepe Le Pew live as a meme when we can immortalize him through YIF? You know what I mean? Make a Rule 34 out of Pepe Le Pew.
I'm sure it already exists.
So, make more.
There's porn of it. That's the rule.
That's what E621's for.
So I guess no one is upset that Speedy Gonzalez is in it. It seems like everyone here is like,
well, they best be happy. He's one of the best characters.
Yeah, he's funny. Arriba, arriba, arriba.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, speaking of which, I did manage to sneak up to E621, and well, yes, I did find some pretty good stuff off Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
Oh, it's really good stuff.
Here's my problem with it, right? Is that it's Pepe Le Pew has always been presented in a joking manner, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There are cartoons that do far worse stuff that are getting under the radar for this. Like, you know, we canceled Pepe Le Pew, but the pedophile who wants to keep kids in his basement and Family Guy, that's okay.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, really? That is kind of messed up.
Oh, they're still also bringing him out.
Iglesias is the new voice. That's kind of cool. I've always liked Duffy.
That's a good thing, to be honest.
he's a fun guy. He doesn't. He's not one. From what I've noticed, he's not one that cares necessarily about stereotypes. He embraces them and makes fun of himself for them.
Pretty
much. To be honest, I mean that makes him a fucking Chad.
Oh yeah, he's a Chad of a fucking comedian, man. He's great at what he does, and he has morals while he does it.
I'll be honest. I don't like the idea that Pepe Le Pew's been taken out of the whole sort of thing.
75 years later, this betrayal.
It's not going to seem like Looney Tunes without him around.
No. I know. To be honest, I mean, that's actually quite a very big reason why the movie can get review bombed too, you know. Oh, trust me, there will be some blood for that.
I personally am
like I said last week about this, like it's just like a fake kind of corporate shell of its former self. That's really what
pretty
it is.
Much.
It's a cash grab at this
titties,
point.
That's it. Everyone freaks out.
Exactly. Game over.
No, seriously, what would be wrong with having him in the movie, having the cat come along, Pepe Le Pew does his thing, and she just simply turns around and hits him with a mallet.
Yeah, like smash him up. Something.
No, not smash him up, but send him flying off the screen.
Yeah, just give him a piece of his own mind.
And then give her a voice to tell him to just leave me alone or piss off.
So basically...
I don't think she talks.
Empower women.
No. Actually, the cat does talk, you know, but only it's extremely rare, too, that the cat talks.
Noble, your idea I want to present you with is that, come on, women are harmless creatures. How dare you say that they're harmless creatures?
And not to mention the fact, too, that, how can I say that?
Women, it's the controversial thing of, oh, well, we want to be super independent, but why won't you open the door for me?
Indeed. Change the roles a little bit, right?
Are yeah, but then if you do that, it's... Check. Oh, God. It just circles back like crazy.
But there's also something, too. Because I'm kind of wondering about it, too, that if, you know, like, the cat were to smack Pepe Le Pew off the screen, so it would be basically Team Rocket blasting off. Something like that.
I mean, Noble makes a valid point, right? Like, you can still support, like, women's rights, but, like, you can also have Pepe Le Pew. Like, oh, hey, this wasn't cool. Like, this isn't cool now. Slap.
Mm-hmm.
Another way they could have done it is that the cat and Pepe Le Pew could have, gotten hitched.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Pepe Le Pew looks at another woman, she gets a punch in the back or something.
Or probably.
Step on the foot to make him, go into real pain. There's so much they could have done with this.
You could like something without being, like, obsessed with it. Like, Pepe Le Pew is a good character. I'm not obsessed with him, though. It's upsetting that they removed something so simple from... I don't want to call Space Jam a simple movie, but I kind of is.
I'm something that sure meant so much.
I mean, like I said, my issue with it is... that in the grand scheme of things, this is really little compared to some of the other stuff that's in cartoons, especially adult cartoons. That is completely fine.
See, the other thing is, what I take from Pepe Le Pew is that if you just simply walk up and start kissing a girl, you ain't exactly going to get liked all that much. And that this isn't the right way to approach the situation.
You know, he kind of reminds me of a furry version of, like, Johnny Bravo, if he was French.
Oh, Johnny Bravo,
he's next,
he
by
was
the way.
French.
Yeah, he's going to get canceled, too.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
They're going to make
him
move.
He was really bad with it. I mean, Pepe was with this one girl.
So, Avira, let me tell you why Johnny Bravo is not going to get canceled, right?
Listening.
Johnny Bravo represents the loser who never gets a girl, And, you know, every token group that is, say, that wants women's rights has to have that loser that can't get a girl, or else what do they really have to defend themselves against?
Good point.
I see.
So Johnny Bravo stays. We already figured it out.
Okay, well, for now. Yeah, but then again, he has had a couple of girlfriends. One of them was a deer that actually liked him, and he was, like, creeped out by it. And then there was another one where he was dating a werewolf girl. So he's had more success with non-humans.
So, in short...
So, all I'm hearing is that Johnny Bravo is a low-key furry.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah. Maybe.
Okay. I really hope someone decides to make art of Johnny Bravo as a furry now.
Oh, I bet there is.
I think there already is.
There's gotta be. Someone's probably done it.
My dudes. If you're talking about something that happened like years ago, chances are it already did happen.
True.
Unfortunately, we're gonna have to cut this off here now because we are getting a little too late.
Mm-hmm. We're over our time.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, fair. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Been a good time, boys.
It sure has been.
Alright, so I guess we'll go through any final thoughts. No Dragons, want to start?
Sure, I'll start. Well, I'm about to have like 5 feet of snow, so I guess I'm going to watch Looney Tunes. Oh, wait, I can't. Pepe Le Pew's canceled.
Who gives a damn?
All right, Gil?
Yes. Any closing statements? Well, yeah, of course. So, as that, look, I don't care what kind of shit happens around on Twitter or whatnot. You want to enjoy something that you enjoy? You do you. The rest can go fuck themselves.
Okay. Skippy, how about you?
Keep it fresh, boys and girls. Yeah.
All right.
About it.
We also hope you guys enjoyed this one as much as we did, so hope to see you guys next time, and until then.
Yay. Well, Noble's got to do our outro here. And I'm just going to say, guys, Super Straight is absolutely bonkers, and I love it, and I cannot wait to see how much crazier it gets.
You just like it because it's orange.
It's real.
It is orange, yeah. I like orange.
Orange.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, our stuff can be found on Podbean Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and whatever else decides to sort of like stick its head up out of the blue. Anyway, laters.